Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday weekend, baby. It is here. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 7:07. Good morning. We've got a lot to talk about, but the weekend is definitely here. All kinds of events that are either happening this weekend or are coming up shortly. And joining me again today, it was just a few days ago, we were all hanging out together, Bill Centerfit and Dana Williams representing the Elks Lodge. And good morning, both of you. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Got up nice and early and got the chilly weather going on, so it's a little bit of a break, right?
Absolutely.
All right. And, hey, the reason you guys were here last time was because you got a great group, Brotherhood Riders, that were riding through the area and staying here for a little bit. These are the guys that raise funds for families who lost first responders in the line of duty. How did things go off? In fact, actually this morning they're still getting ready to go, right?
Yes. They're currently eating breakfast at the lodge and we'll be heading out at 8 o'clock, going up 23rd, and then we'll go down 301 and head their way to Jacksonville. We had a very emotional visit when they came in about 5:30 yesterday. It's absolutely incredible what they do.
It really is, and you can't say enough about it. It's you're helping people who have lost everything in their lives. They're, you know, that key person, and in the line of duty, which you know in the back of your mind, the kind of jobs of, as a first responder, you're not certain that that person's going to come home at the end of the day. And even knowing that, it doesn't take any of the pain away, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And unless you've been in their shoes, you know, all we can do is, you know, just be there for them in any way that we can, whether it's financial or emotional. And as Elks, we and the Brotherhood Ride together, we want to make sure that the families that are left behind know that we are there for them, we are behind them, and current and retired first responders, we want them to know that we have their back.
Well,
most important.
This group is doing great work. Brotherhood Riders, get them pumped up for the ride, Bill. What do you want to tell them to get them all, other than, you know, caffeine, get the coffee in there, a couple of bananas so you don't cramp, maybe a little protein.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you one thing. When you go outside this morning with the weather, phenomenal. It is going to be a brisk, exciting ride for them. They enjoyed the cold spring, and one thing that what they do, make sure you realize on the ride, they make sure we won't forget.
Well,
that's empowering within itself.
It's huge, and you know what? The Elks Lodge does a lot for all age groups. In fact, the reason you're here today is to talk about contests that go on, shooting free throws. Dana, tell me what this is about.
So it's a national program that the Elks organization has throughout the country. It's called Hoop Shoot. And it is a free throw competition. Different age groups, boys and girls, ages anywhere from 8 to 13. And they will start here at the local level. Bill, our event is next Saturday, right?
That is correct. 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Westside Baptist Church Gymnasium.
Yep.
They've got a beautiful facility, so they'll be able to accommodate a lot of kids. Now, Bill, this thing started back in 1945. Do you know the backstory on this?
Well, a member, Corvallis Orr, went by and saw some kids playing basketball, just like we all do when we go to the little city parks or whatnot, and you want to play, but you're not good enough. And he turned around and started a free throw competition, which was the first Elks organized free throw competition. And then in 1972, it was the first time they had a finalist competition, which was in Kansas City, Missouri. And they've been doing it ever since.
And I'm sure it continues to grow and has become popular. And all the age groups between 8 and 13, what do people need to do to get registered for this event?
At this point, my phone number is 352-672-3428. You can text me, or you can contact me via email at bsenterfit@gmail.com. We will get it out on Facebook this week with the registration papers. Otherwise, you just show up. We'll register you. The registration starts promptly at 9. Feel free to get there early. I'll be out in the foyer of the gym starting at 8:30. And we love to have an exciting group of kids. And divisions 8 and 9, divisions 10 and 11, divisions 12 and 13, boys and girls. We want to have one person represent at the end of this tournament to go to Neptune Beach for the district competition.
And the youngest ones, you even adjust where the foul line is so that they have you know, a better chance at it, because that's quite a toss.
Absolutely.
For an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, so November 1st, Westside Baptist Church Gym, and that is from 9 to 11. So they can just show up there as well, right?
Yes.
They don't have to necessarily get pre-registered?
Correct. They can just show up. And the winners from the local competition will go, like Bill said, go to the district level in Neptune Beach on December 6th. Those winners from there will go to the state regional competition in January 17th, held at Columbia High School in Lake City. From there, they will go to the state finals on Valentine's Day at our Florida Elks Youth Camp in Umatilla. Goes on to the Southeast Regionals in Valdosta in March, and the finals in Chicago in April.
What's the furthest we've had anybody go from this area, if you recall?
I'm glad you asked the magic question. So about 3 years ago, we had a young boy at the age of 9, Reese Talaman, and he came in and silenced everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Like he couldn't miss.
No, he couldn't miss.
I mean, it was amazing. He was phenomenal, I believe, at that entry level. He was at 21 out of 25. I mean, all the kids that were in there having a good old time, they were tapping each other. Hey, watch this.
He didn't even need the rim. He's like, no, it's nothing but net for me.
Well, his following year, and his whole quest is to get to nationals, and he's missed it at multiple levels higher up.
At
10 years old, this one, in the state competition, he shot 25 for 25.
This was the following year.
Yes. And then when he got into the regionals, he got beat by a shootout.
Oh, really?
It was like a tie, and then they go to a shootout. Like if you have the same score as the next person, you go to a shootout.
So he is the goal of what True Grit's all about, which is what this whole program's about in the hoop shoot.
Now, he hasn't aged out of it yet, has he?
No, he will be there. I asked his dad if I could bring him up on the radio today. We're excited to have him walk in the room. If anybody wants to see something spectacular, that's it.
Well, and
we've got a lot learning from him too.
And he'll also, he'll set the standard. He set the bar high already.
Yep.
Wonderful thing for the youth, and the Elks continue to do great things for the first responders, the kids, everybody in between. Keep up the good work, Bill Senterfit and Dana Williams. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Bob.
Thanks for coming in. Have yourself a great weekend, and it's going to be a great one. Hey, what's bugging you? is up next. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call now for what's bugging you. 877-975-9825.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the exhale that gets you.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Good.
It's Friday, friends.
Good morning. It is Friday.
Yeah.
7:21 right now, in fact, on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, right? So you're not walking around with it. Let go of those baggages, that baggage, before you hit the weekend, all right? It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And you know what?
What?
I was going to start it off.
You can do it. It's the Bob Rose Show.
Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
I didn't want to say it in front of our friends that are supporting the bicycle riders because I didn't want it to seem like it's a negative.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a negative for moi, for
okay.
me.
Okay.
We rode the bikes yesterday, Betsy and I, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're in reasonable good shape, especially, you know, considering age and other things. You know, playing pickleball, go to the gym, you know. What in the heck happened? How did bike riding get so darn difficult? Not from a skill set, from a pedal power. I swear, like the littlest of molehills, it's like I'm in first gear going nowhere. All right, so then you got to put it in second gear. Now you're like, pump and pump and pump. I don't remember it being that bad. And then we're riding down this one street, and I see a little girl coming the other way. She probably was 10 or 12. And she's going up a hill. Now, again, not a steep hill, but it didn't have to be a steep hill to make it hard.
Yeah.
And she's just pedaling, la, 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 smiling, having fun. I'm like, what the heck? How come it's so easy? It's not like I don't have leg strength. Mm-hmm. You know, I can... you know, I could push 500 pounds with my legs 10 times. But I don't know. There's something about it. And maybe it's the bike. Maybe I just have such a cheap bike. It has like beyond what should even be a natural resistance. Yeah. Maybe it's like a training bike, you know?
Well, I tell you, weight of the bike and all the hardware does make a difference. Back in the day when I was a reserve cop and I was on the bike squad, and the initial bikes that were donated weren't really the...
top of the line?
No. And once we got into the nice ones, we realized, man, those things were boat anchors. And you just realize, you know, good gears, lighter weight frame, all that kind of thing makes a difference. And, of course, you know, kind of shape you're in, just saying.
What?
What?
How
what?
Dare you?
What?
That's bugging me. Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hi, this is Pam from Keystone Heights area. I'm a small farmer in the area. And it's a beautiful sunrise. I'm so glad to call in for the first time. What's bugging me is my love for Trump has faded. I am a small farmer, and I am totally disgusted about his tweet of lack of understanding and the $40 billion he's paying for Argentina beef. I raise Hereford cattle in the area. I also have to work a full-time job to pay for the farm I've been on for almost 30 years. And it totally disgusts me the way he is ignoring Marjorie Taylor Greene and her good advice. The way he is totally forgetting his five pillars. And if you don't know what they are, look up Tucker Carlson's show on it. His five mega pillars. One of those pillars was to support American workers, and he has left the farmers high and dry. He needs to get away from Ben Shapiro, Levine, and Ted Cruz and leave Israel to support themselves. He needs to keep our money at home supporting our own farmers. I am ready to walk away from the Republican Party because of the way he is totally abandoning his promises.
Now, hold on, Pam. Let me ask you a question directly to this subject matter. For a lot of us, going to purchase beef at the supermarket has become quite an expensive endeavor, where, you know, even ground beef sometimes is $4 or $5 a pound. So where's the disconnect? Sir. We know you, as ranchers and farmers, are not getting rich.
I can tell you where that is, sir. First of all, the market is run by foreign industries that own our beef processing plants. Second of all, the regulations are strangling us. Right here in Northeast Florida, Keeley Dairy has been completely shut down by the USDA for no reason. They had clean tests, and it was just an accusation. But all over the country, farmers are decimated by the heavy regulations. I can't even sell eggs to my neighbors without having an inspection, professional washing machines to clean the outside of the eggs. It's totally ridiculous, except for the cottage industry that allows me to sell home-baked goods, which I feel are more dangerous than my farm products. I can't sell. In order to sell beef, which I can sell you some beef for $7 a pound, I have to pay $100 extra to have a USDA stamp stamped on the meat. I have to make an appointment for it. Did you know appointments were almost a year out because of the lack of processing?
Wow. I wish we could go on with this, and we will at some point. That's Florida, our Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. That's definitely call me when he is in here, or before he's in here, actually. We'll try to give you a heads up. All right. Where are we going here? Shep, what's bugging you?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm not just bugged. I am downright angry. I'm on YouTube listening to Lisa Haven, and she put up a TikTok video of some woman who is of less than ideal financial means. And she said that she and others like her, if their food stamps and SNAP benefits are cut off, they are going to start targeting people coming out of grocery stores. And she was very smug about it. She said the grocery store is going to say, not our problem. It didn't happen in the store. Call the police. File a report. Okay? I have three words. Get a job. Or as Sean and I used to say, get a job.
Oh, there's a flashback.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of information packed
there. Yeah.
It is 7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot to talk about, including Trump's and tariffs and other things. Also, the governor of Chicago and his big pie hole shooting off. So hang in there, my friends. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. We made it. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:34 and your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search the Bob Rose Show in your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So, can you imagine you're in law enforcement and you're being doxxed, and beyond that, they know where your wife, your kids, your family lives, and then they're also tracking your movements? Well, that's where we're at now, folks. Wow. Former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, otherwise known as Beetlejuice, now you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Spearheading a project to reveal the names and locations of ICE officers, while pro-migration activists are trying to block pro-American law enforcement. The ex-mayor, 2023, became the first Democrat mayor to lose a re-election bid in 40 years, announced the launch of the ICE Accountability Project. Now, this is a nonprofit. Nonprofit. So basically, setting this thing up and having all the benefits of a nonprofit with a clear, you know, political agenda, which generally is not allowed. But as long as, I guess, it doesn't get partisan, which of course it clearly is.
Of course it is. Yes.
But anyway, the effort is to unmask ICE agents so the public can know their identities and track their whereabouts.
Wow.
What are they going to do that to the DEA next? Is that going to be their next target? Because a lot of the drug dealers they're after might be illegal immigrants. Are they going to do that? This puts these agents, literally, it makes them sitting ducks.
Yeah.
It makes them a target. And with the level of rhetoric we're hearing now, you know, jackbooted thugs and all the other crazy stuff that they're saying, this is a recipe for absolute disaster. Now, Pam Bondi's on it, and I'll tell you what she was saying about it. But look, think about it this way. You live in Chicago, okay? And you've got a family, and your daughter is on her way to school, and she gets snatched up by an illegal immigrant with a track record of doing very bad things, okay? Bad things happen to your daughter, and then you find out a couple of weeks later how they attempted, ICE did, to pick up this bad guy before he was able to hurt your daughter. But you had these local protesters intervening, getting in the way, creating havoc, blocking in agents. Therefore, the ability to pick up this bad guy was thwarted by that. These people have blood on their hands. They should be charged with whatever crime had occurred against, in this case, you know, your daughter.
Right.
They should be charged.
Absolutely.
All these people. They want to get in the way of the law. And this is extremely dangerous for the agents. It allows more cover to the illegal bad guys, drug dealers, rapists, burglars, murderers, gang members. They're going after the worst of the worst. And they're going to be tracked now. Their identities are going to be put out there in public. And here's what Lori Lightfoot said. She said, they're on public property out in the open. We have an absolute right under our Constitution to document what's happening. Wow.
Would she like her personal life when she was mayor infringed upon in this way?
Just going to go exactly right there.
Well,
yeah.
That's because you're a genius.
Well, no, that's a great question. Is really
security all around her? I mean, come on, really?
If the shoe was on the other foot, I mean, would you feel the same way? And
right.
All the ICE agents are doing, look, if you've got a policy issue with the president, that's all well and fine.
Right.
And you take it up and you go through the legal channels and you do whatever you think you need to do to stop that action because you think it's wrong. That's the direction you're supposed to go in. You're not supposed to interfere and possibly put these people in the crosshairs to be targeted when all they're doing is their jobs.
Yep.
They are just doing what Congress has said has to be done. Those are the laws that are on the books. Attorney General Pam Bondi put old Lori Lightfoot on notice. She talked about this unmasking, and she was on with Jesse Waters, and she reacted to a clip of Lightfoot talking about how she wants to create a real-time portal to track purported criminal actions of ICE and CBP agents and unmask them. This is the first time I've seen the Lori Lightfoot video, was just now on your show, she told Jesse Waters. She will be getting a letter from us tomorrow to preserve anything that she has done as well to make sure that she's not violating the law. It appears she is. You cannot disclose the identity of a federal agent, where they live, anything that could harm them. Lightfoot made the comments on a local Chicago TV affiliate, and she said, and other attorneys, she said they're creating this nonprofit called the ICE Accountability Project. And it would be a centralized archive of all the purported criminal actions of ICE and CBP agents that would spit out real-time updates to the public. We start the process of unmasking the agents, she said. She claimed she has a constitutional right to document what's happening because they're on public property. Bondi said it is not.
No.
It's not just Lightfoot that she's looking into either. Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker, the governor, same ball game. Nancy Pelosi got a letter from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. So did Brooke Jenkins, the DA in San Francisco. We told them, preserve your emails, preserve everything you have on this topic, because if you are telling people to arrest our ICE officers, our federal agents, you cannot do that. You are impeding an investigation, and we will charge them. The letter that Bondi was referencing cite several federal statutes that criminalize assaulting, impeding, or conspiring against federal officers. It also notes that the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution dictates state officials cannot prosecute federal agents for actions taken in the course of their duties. So they're wrong in giving this kind of advice. They're going to get people hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get agents hurt. They could be getting their own police officers hurt. That is not a good path to be going down. But quite frankly, these leftist Democrats,
they don't care.
They don't care.
No, they don't.
And
now, I might would see if one officer would be willing to give up his mask if she would wear one.
Oh!
Just saying.
Oh!
Too soon? What?
No.
Okay, just a thought.
It's pretty accurate. A routine traffic stop in Eagle Pass led Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to apprehend a previously deported child sex offender from Mexico. Oh,
what?
If only this person was able to make it to Chicago.
Yeah.
They could have had sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
And don't you want to give sanctuary to child sex offenders?
Well, apparently some of these lefties do.
Apparently they do. They absolutely do. They've proven that. The October 15th stop in Maverick County uncovered three illegal immigrants inside of a Dodge Challenger, including a 49-year-old Jose Arroyo, an aggravated felon convicted of indecency with a child assault in North Carolina just 2 months prior.
And sneaking back in already. Come on.
Texas DPS posted a video on social media that captured the events as a trooper initiated a traffic stop at a gas station in Eagle Pass. During an interview with the driver, Fort Worth resident Joshua Sanders, the trooper found three illegal aliens in the car.
Wow.
And they arrested Sanders for state crime, human smuggling. During a background investigation into the illegal aliens, the trooper identified one of the men as a Mexican national with a previous conviction or convictions in North Carolina. Indecency with a child and sexual assault. Following his conviction in August, ICE and removal operations officers deported him to Mexico. Troopers identified the Mexican illegal as 49-year-old Jose Alaman Arroyo. 2 months later, he illegally re-entered the U.S. and managed to evade apprehension along the border. His arrest happened as the alleged human smuggler attempted to move him to the U.S. interior.
Wow.
Where, if yes, he made it to Chicago, his chances of being able to hang around would increase.
They don't catch on, do they?
We got we've got problems. Hopefully the voters will recognize these things. That's that's the hope. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe. It's going to be another great one, an awesome day in North Central Florida. Welcome to it. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. A lot of people looking forward to the weekend, and why not? The weather's going to be great, and there's a lot of events going on. One of them is the International Car Show at Butler Plaza in Gainesville, and they're featuring like 120, maybe to 150 vehicles, motorcycles, cars, everything from Mercedes to Ford, Ferraris to Lamborghinis. They're going to have it all from vintage to modern, and it's absolutely free if you're a spectator, and it's only $20 if you want to enter a vehicle, and all the proceeds benefit your local Rotary. So that's what we call a win-win. So enjoy. And the event is tomorrow, and it only goes on from 9 until noon. Okay? 9 a.m. to noon, then it's done. And there's other events that are going on that day as well. So that's kind of perfect. Get there, enjoy that, knock that out. Bring your special ride. And don't be shy about bringing your vehicle out there. It's a lot of fun. And the people who enter the cars, everybody becomes, you know, it's just a whole nother social group that you will become, that you'll become a part of. So there is, there's that. So keep that in mind. That's going to be fun. Like I said, free for spectators. Can't beat that price. Mm-mm. One of the big stories is this sports gambling.
Oh, man.
And not doing it properly. In other words, okay, so the sports gambling thing has caught on in a big, big way. And that's, you know, that's all well and fine. But apparently, where there's a lot of money, and that's exactly what Cash Patel, the FBI director, said, is that, you know, basically a case of follow the money. You follow the money, and there's always going to be somebody who's working the system, so to speak. And that could involve, well, I don't know, like NBA players. This guy, Terry Rozier, NBA career guy. Apparently, he is accused of tipping off gamblers that he would leave a game early in March of 23 based on a supposed injury. You know, oh, coach, yeah, oh, the guy pulled a muscle. He comes out. He doesn't score his regular amount of points. And so whoever bet under that Rozier was going to be under that predicted number, that's a win. That's a win on his performance, and they're able to profit handsomely because of that. And apparently, allegedly, they're sharing the proceeds with him. Then you've got a former NBA player and an unofficial coach for the Lakers, meanwhile, allegedly leaked to bettors the information that LeBron James would be sitting out. Now, for legitimate reasons, this is not connecting LeBron in any way. It's just that apparently he had information that nobody else did.
Now, one thing that would be an easy bet is, will LeBron James actually flop during a game and act injured? Now, that is a given.
No, the bet is, Greg, how many times will he flop?
Okay, that's, yes.
That's the bet.
That's even bigger.
Three or less?
Yeah.
Or more than three?
What's the under-over on LeBron flopping?
It's
okay.
Three.
Okay.
I just made that up.
But it's probably about right.
Yeah. Now, there have been sports gambling scandals before. I mean, The big one was way back in the day. Shoeless Joe Jackson was at 1919 Black Sox.
But this thing is high tech.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. No. Look, it's gotten to the point where highly organized crime.
Oh, say the M word. Go ahead. The mafia.
Well, it's Costa Nostra or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm. That's. I mean, it's.
I mean, we're talking about cameras and chandeliers and X-ray cameras and special contact lenses. I mean, it's like a James Bond movie or something.
It is, and you know what? It's going to be a difficult subject in many ways because there are so many tentacles mm-hmm. to this whole thing. I mean, like you said, I mean this gets into not just the sports betting; it gets into other stuff as well. But it is it's ugly. Here's one: Chauncey Billups allegedly tipped off NBA gambling ring that the Trailblazers plan to tank upcoming games. The coach of an NBA team. I remember when he played for the Pistons. The guy, he's a title holder. They won the championship one year with him. Another subtitle, this from the New York Post, how mafiosos and NBA stars used rigged card shufflers, X-ray tables, and secret contact lenses in a multi-million-dollar poker scam.
Well, let me ask you this then. I know we're cutting time short here, but are you now going to question every time a player is offside, has an injury, misses a shot? I mean, what's it doing to the credibility of the game?
Misses a
Any
game.
Of them, yeah.
Fumbles
sick.
The ball.
Yes.
Didn't look like it was punched out. Kind of looks like he dropped it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more scrutiny, and they're going to have to work hard to gain trust back of the fans. It definitely is tarnishing the game right now, for sure. All right. We're not done yet. We got a couple more hours. We're going to hang out together, if you don't mind. The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.